البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. 10 ways to acquire Allah سبحانه وتعالى's love. The second way of acquiring Allah سبحانه وتعالى's love after reciting the Quran with reflection and understanding is to draw closer to Allah سبحانه وتعالى by performing voluntary actions. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you have fulfilled your obligatory actions, to increase in your voluntary actions. We know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful hadith that is a hadith Qudsi. So he's narrating that Allah said, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That my servant will continue to draw near to me with voluntary actions until I love him. This is a way to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increasing in your sunan and sunan abroad. There are many ways. From them is your sunan al-rawatib, your connected sunan that are connected to your obligatory salawat, which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in a hadith, whoever prays 12 units throughout his day, he will have a home in Jannah built for him. What are these 12 units? These sunan al-rawatib, 2 rak'at before salat al-fajr. And these 2 rak'at, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, rak'at al-fajri, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. These 2 units are better than the dunya and everything in it. We're talking about the sunnah of fajr. That's 2 rak'at. Then 2 before dhuhr and 4 after dhuhr. So you have 2 before fajr, 2 before dhuhr, 4 after dhuhr, that is 8 rak'at. And then you have 2 after Salat al-Maghrib, that is 10 rak'at. And then you have 2 after Salat al-Isha, 12 units. That if you uphold these inshallah, not only you will attain a home, a house built for you in the paradise, but you will also inshallah ta'ala acquire and attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is from the voluntary actions. Salat al-Duha, yani this salah, this prayer that is prayed after the sunrise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, kullu sulama min an-nasi alayhi sadaqatun kulla yawmin tatla'u fihi ash-shams, that every joint of your body, the joints of your body requires a thanks, requires thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a sadaqa, every day the sun rises. And in another hadith, it is the salah of al-duha. So your duha prayers from your voluntary actions. Salat al-witr. You have your general salawat, qiyam al-layl, mathna, praying the evening prayers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of prayers after the obligatory 5 daily prayers is qiyam al-layl. So standing the night prayer. All of these actions, and this is only the salah, is drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sunnah. And of course, performing sunan actions, fasting, charity, ongoing goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us through his actions. And we know piety and righteousness is not restricted to one act of worship. Rather, there are plenty acts of worship. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Look at the muttaquna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by stating, and piety, al-birr, constant goodness or goodness, is not only that you face your faces towards qibla al-mashriq wal-maghrib, towards the east and the west, rather, yani goodness, piety, is belief in Allah, his angels, his books, the messenger, and so forth. I went through the pillars of Iman, and then of course giving in charity and establishing the salah and so forth. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through voluntary actions, not only the obligatory, even though the obligatory actions are the most beloved to Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in the hadith that was mentioned at the beginning, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant cannot draw closer to me of anything that is more beloved to me than that which I've made obligatory. But then my servant continues to draw closer to me with the voluntary actions until I love him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who perform the voluntary actions. so we can attain and acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyika Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.